Woo, woo.
My button's
Woo,
broke. Okay, I
woo.
gotta do it. Acapella. Woo, woo. Woo, woo.
You guys see that Nike ad?
Yeah.
You see that Nike, that split screen Nike ad? Is
yes.
that the best ad?
Oh, that's dope. It was so
best
dope.
Best ad I've seen in a long time, man.
Woo, woo.
It's like chills. Chills all over my body kind of ad. Like, usually those inspirational ads, especially from like Nike or something like that, I just kind of ignore. You know, don't worry about paying your bills. Just do it. You know, dude, something stupid like that. And you're just like,
well, let me tell you,
that new Nike ad is hype.
In general, like, I don't want to see any more ads from different companies telling me it's going to be okay. Because all of these ads do is remind me how damn weird it is all right now. Like, this is what would make me feel normal. Different companies advertising on TV, just do a commercial. Like, that would actually make me feel like everything is normal. Stop trying to reassure me. Like, that's not going to make, that's not going to make it work. Like,
I'm not here for your inspiration.
No. Like, I appreciate the thought. It's not helping. Just do a commercial. And like Nike, like, that's a type of commercial, no matter what the sentiment is, that's a Nike commercial. And that was a great spot. That was really cool.
Great spot. Really, really cool. Especially when they split between LeBron and Megan. I'm just like, oh, that was dope. That was dope.
Yeah. I mean, it's a reminder of, you know, where LeBron is, you know, not just as an athlete, you know, not just one of the all-time great athletes in any sport, but just like where he is as a presence, like what he means right now, just period, societally, like what LeBron is striving to do, you know, and the NBA really has leaned into, you know, that it's not going to be perfect, you know, in terms of, I'd say, messaging for everybody. You know, there's a corporate element to it, and that's just the way things work. But I think for a big corporate entity, they're leaning into this. And the Lakers, 103-101 over the Clippers. And we saw big moments from LeBron down the stretch. We saw the best all-around game maybe Kuzma's played all season. And we saw Anthony Davis, LZ, setting a tone in this game. Started out huge. 14 points in the first quarter. 8 trips to the line in the first quarter. Like, AD was doing it, man.
Yeah, well, ain't nobody got to guard him, man. The biggest guy they have out there is Zubac, who, if he was born in the 80s or played in the 90s, might very well be an all-star, because I think he's that talented offensively that he certainly would have been a problem for people if this was a different time. But because of where we are right now with how the game is played, you know, he's just isn't as effective. You know, you need a little bit more mobility. Zubac can't keep up with AD.
No.
And Joakim, as good as Joakim, you know, I thought play, considering everything, he's 35, he came back from an Achilles injury, you know, he too was out of the league. I thought Joakim played well, but he can't keep up with AD. He probably couldn't have kept up with AD in his prime when he won Defensive Player of the Year. AD is a defensive nightmare. And when he decides, I'm going to be aggressive offensively, he's as good as any offensive player there is in the league. So you have a completely unguardable guy with an unguardable set of skills. He was supposed to eat last night, and he did. And LeBron and the rest of the team very smartly, consistently looked for him. Like, they decided, you know what, big fella, you got it cooking. We're just going to keep feeding you until you can't eat anymore.
Yeah, it's one of the most stylistically interesting things about this matchup. It's just – like, and we've known this before the season began. We've seen it a lot over the course of now 4 games. The Clippers don't have a natural cover for Anthony Davis. Like, somebody that you look at and go, okay, that's the guy that covers AD for the majority of the game. Like, the way, if they were playing Toronto, it's Siakam. Like, that's the obvious guy that you would do this with, you know. And the Lakers don't really have a natural guy that you put on Kawhi Leonard for the majority of the game. Like, you know, they've got guys who maybe can do it in spurts, but they don't have the guy that naturally stands out as, okay, you're Kawhi Leonard's primary guy. So it comes down to, okay, who can utilize those matchups the most? Like, who can actually manipulate it the most, whether you're talking about the Lakers with AD or the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard? And in this game, the Lakers did a really good job maximizing what they had in Anthony Davis. You know, started out strong, and then when the Lakers were getting behind in that game, down double digits, that third quarter comeback, that was all Anthony Davis hitting outside shots, setting up shots. You know, AD brought them back to within a point to close out the third. So, you know, I mean, we're still waiting for like a signature playoff moment, like really memorable from Anthony Davis. Like, you know, he's had big playoff games. And, you know, he's performed well in the playoffs. He just hasn't been there a lot. And he's never been there, you know, on a contender where you really feel like, okay, this team has a chance to win the whole thing. AD's been focused all year the same way LeBron has been focused all year. And yesterday's game was a reminder of a lot of the different things AD can do.
Yes. Yeah. When AD decides he's just going to get that work in, he's just a tough guard. And when you consider the fact that you're right, he doesn't have a lot of playoff moments, but he did destroy Portland.
Oh, he's played well.
He destroyed Portland. And so when you know what he can do if given enough opportunities, and now he's with a squad led by a guy who's unselfish and is looking for him, we can expect a lot of what happened last night to be throughout the playoffs. And this might be the first time, if they were to make it to the finals, this would be the first time in which voters really will have a real choice if the Lakers were to win the MVP or win the finals. They have a real choice for finals MVP.
They don't. He's got something for you right now. He wants to talk to you, LZ. Clipper Snoopy, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, guys? LZ. Listen,
yes,
now I know why Keyshawn moved to New York. He doesn't want to be here when the Clippers win the championship this year, man. I don't know how you're boasting about this win last night, bro. Number one, we were missing Strip Club Lou last night.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Yeah.
His name is Chicken Wing Williams, actually.
No, go on. Call him. Our boy Lou, we're missing Trez, and you guys only beat us by 2 points, man. Come on, man. That's supposed to be a blowout, if you ask me.
Well, one, we didn't ask you, but since you've called in, I'm going to tell you. If you're still looking for moral victories, if you're still looking for moral victories, then perhaps you're not who you think you are. Because championship teams don't do things like, we were missing this guy, and we were missing this guy, and you were supposed to blow us out, but you didn't, so we lost, but we didn't lose by much. Teams that do that are led by 24, 25-year-olds. Teams that do that haven't done anything yet, and they're just happy to be there. If you are a championship caliber team, you're not looking going, we were so close to winning, and if we had our guys, we would have won. Championship teams don't do that.
We haven't had a full practice, LZ. We haven't had one full practice, man. We haven't had our full squad.
Whose fault is that?
Bubble game number one, man. And you know what? Keep counting on
Did
that
you guys play?
Too,
I'm sorry. Did you play? Did you play hard? Did you play all the minutes?
He hung up on you.
Kawhi and Paul George. Yeah. He hung up on facts. No. Is what
he hung up on you.
But I'm still going to give him that.
Pulled a healing. He pulled a
healing. You're not going to. You're not going to sell me on how this wasn't an important game to the Clippers. This was absolutely an important game to the Clippers. You know why we know that? Because it was the closing seconds of the fourth quarter. And Paul George, as well as Kawhi Leonard, were out there on that floor. You know why we know it was an important game? Because we're watching Doc Rivers, and he wasn't acting like he wasn't interested. He was coaching. You know how we know this was an important game? Because the kind of defense that they were playing, the physical defense they were playing, they were very physical with LeBron James, very physical with him. And the refs, to their credit, let them play. This was an important game. And you're absolutely right. You guys were missing key people. But notice how the caller didn't mention who the Lakers were missing. You notice that?
Your worst player?
In the third quarter, when the Lakers were struggling offensively, and we would normally know this is a time where Rondo would be on the floor to make sure that the offense wouldn't struggle because he would be facilitating. We didn't have that, and it showed we didn't have that, which is why you had a third quarter that you had. But notice, he didn't mention that part. He only can remember who wasn't there for the Clippers. But that's okay. That's all right, because when you're trying to be something, you're looking for all the reasons in the world why that being something didn't materialize. But when you are something, you're not focusing in on what you don't have. You're trying to work with what you do have.
Look, I'm not. We talked about this earlier. I'm not going to treat Rondo's absence like it's something that's hurting the Lakers. I actually think in a lot of ways it's beneficial to them that Rondo's not there. That being said, Avery Bradley isn't there. And when the Lakers won that game right before the season stopped, Avery Bradley had 24 points in that game. He played really well. We've seen all year, you know, his ability to pressure offenses, picking up 94 feet, the disruption. And, you know, if nothing else, he's somebody that you can put out there to bother Paul George or Kawhi Leonard. Plus two, this is what I think does matter. Yeah, Lou and Trez weren't there, and that is something legitimate for the Clippers. The flip side, though, is LeBron typically doesn't miss 12 shots. LeBron typically does not struggle the way he does over the course of a game. If LeBron has merely an average game, just an average game, not a great game, but an average game, as opposed to a struggle game, this whole game is different, and you're not going to be counting on that very often from LeBron. Gelato Drew wants to weigh in. You're on the morning show. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Yo, what's up? Hey, what's up?
What's up, my man, LZ? Thank you, LZ. You've been defending the Lakers' honors the last 2 days. Andy, I don't know what's up with you letting that caller yesterday. LZ had to check him, and then this Clipper dummy calling up.
Well, he's my friend. Kurt's my friend.
They had their full strength last time they beat the Clippers, and he failed to mention that, too. So the tequila's flowing today. We got the win. The Dodgers got the win. You know, I'm partying with solid gold. Perico. Thank you, LZ, for defending the Lakers.
Always, bro. I'm going to defend the Lakers. And by the way, I just want to remind my good friend Andy that while it is true that Avery Bradley went off in that last game, Rondo led the team with 7 assists off the bench.
I'm not counting on that.
I'm going
1 for 84.
You go on ahead and act like Rondo isn't a help. You go on ahead with that. You go on ahead with that and be disrespectful to playoff Rondo.
I will.
You go ahead and you do that.
In fairness, playoff Rondo has been a thing, and that is different than regular season Rondo.
Yeah, it was the last time Cam Newton was good.
What do you mean it's been a minute?
Yes, it has been a minute.
The last time Rondo was in the playoffs, he went off.
It's two seasons ago for a guy getting older, and that was the last time.
That was the last time LeBron James was in the playoffs. That was the last time Anthony Davis was in the playoffs. Come on,
are you putting Rondo? You put LeBron and Rondo. I mean, and AD all at the same level. Like, really?
I'm not putting them at the same level. I'm saying they all were in the playoffs 2 years ago. So why is 2 years ago making a difference to you? That's not a very valid argument. Is my point.
All right.
So what you need to do is present me with some valid points and not some of these make believe okie doke points you get from Raj.com.
No, the valid point is the season of watching Rondo all year. That's my valid point. Who's in the OC? Drew? Alan in the OC. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? This is Alan from Orange County. I was going to say,
what's up, Orange County? Yo, you wearing a mask? Are you wearing a mask?
No. My girl right now. But I was just trying to say.
Y'all wilding down there, man.
Yeah, you are.
But I was trying to let you guys know, Deion Waiters played a hell of a game. Yesterday, we got to get some props up to him.
We will. Oh, we will. We got a long show.
Didn't you hear the show? Didn't you hear the show yesterday?
I let you know that Deion Waiters.
I told you Deion Waiters was going to put in that work yesterday before it even happened.
I know, but he looked like a superstar. That's our sixth man right there. That's what I'm trying to say right there. I'm very excited about Deion Waiters for the future.
Yeah, listen, Deion, I appreciate
it. Deion Waiters should have never been out there dangling like that. People ran away from him because he ate some bad gummies. That ain't no reason to get no dude because he had a bad gummies.
I know. He looked like some like chubby boy playing street basketball. It came out looking like an all-star. So, but I had never noticed Deion Waiters before, but I want to give mad props up to Deion Waiters and the Laker gang. Peace, y'all.
Yep, all right. Yes, sir.
The people are demanding, We're getting it a lot on Twitter. The people are demanding some talk about Deion Waiters. So we will go there next because he looks like he is going to end up an important part of this team's rotation moving forward. So we will talk a little bit about Deion Waiters last night and what that means.
That's right.
There's any hope, Andy. Here's a little help.
I will take you trying to influence the voters. I'm not above it. And I like this time that Jorge's doing it because every time Raj has tried to rig it for me, it's only turned out worse.
Don't blame me for your second and third round disasters. That's all you and your scouting department.
I don't know about that Reese Witherspoon, dog. I don't know about that one.
Reese, seriously? She's huge. She's huge. I mean, who are you going with? Who are you going with instead?
I already showed
your
you.
Second,
I
played, your third and fourth round.
Women can stay at.
Why are you acting like it's, no, and Andy, like it's a secret. Your third and fourth round picks are fine. Yeah, you just always find a way to just.
So is the problem that I took Reese too early or that I took her at all?
Early. And well, perhaps at all.
Oh, yeah, Reese Witherspoon is huge.
And perhaps at all.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, like I said, Drake is an unconventional pick. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good.
What do you mean? He starred in a TV drama for years. That's
in Canada. And no one watched it.
In Canada.
Yeah.
In Canada.
No, Degrassi. He's from Canada. People in America watch Degrassi. My kid watched Degrassi.
Last time Drake performed in L.A., he got booed.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I will say this. I've won the last five snake drafts.
Yes,
so
you
I'm
have.
Just going to feel yes, like I'm in a good space.
Look.
I'm going to feel like I'm in a good space.
We
had three guys on the show. I won that round. Now we're down to two guys. I won that round. I beat
Pretty
Travis.
Soon you're going to be snake drafting against yourself. You're going to be snake drafting against yourself just to have a challenge. It's going to be LZ versus LZ.
No. I don't want to make it about me. I just understand, the people. I understand our listeners.
Well, look, I am not just pandering for the win. I'm trying to actually do this in ways that I think are honest and real.
Oh, so now trying to represent the people is pandering now. Oh, okay.
Well,
all right.
Are you just trying to win the poll amongst them, or are you really trying to make the best choices? There's a difference.
It's the great Ricky Schroeder was out there. The great Gary Coleman. He played in every.
So basically, you're saying, are you trying to win to play the game, or are you trying to play the game to win? Which one is it?
I understand what you're saying. We'll see. I mean, look, I said right off the bat, Janet Jackson, that's a strong-ass poll. That was a really, really good poll. And then
she was available where Reese Witherspoon went.
I know she was. But then I think I might have made it up with Drake. I think I might have recovered well enough with Drake, but we'll see. We shall see. Drake, I know, is not, like Raj said, not popular in this city. Not popular a lot of places. A lot of people don't like Drake, if we're being really honest about this. A lot of folks don't like
him. And nonetheless, he has more top 10 singles than anyone in music history.
I know he does. It's amazing. He just set a record. It's pretty unbelievable.
So
that dude is killing. We'll see.
I don't know what to tell you, dog.
I think people like Drake's music more than they like Drake. Like they like the finished product. They don't like how the sausage is made, so to speak. But we'll see. Or who's making the sausage? We'll figure it out. People like Deion.
When you go to his Wikipedia page and it starts off with career beginnings, the first thing it says at age 15.
I know.
He began working as an actor. He played Jimmy Brooks, a basketball star who became physically disabled after he was shot by a classmate. That's drama, dog. That is pure drama. He should have won an Oscar. He should have won an Emmy. He got a Golden Globe.
Didn't
Michael B. Jordan have to kill his friend in The Wire? That takes acting. That's drama.
Yeah.
They had They had to kill Wallace, right?
He's going to go down, Michael B. Jordan on The Wire as Wallace, one of the all-time, if not the greatest show in TV history, with some of the most memorable characters ever. Like the Wallace storyline, that will crush you every time you see it. Like, what happened with Wallace? Like, that's just devastating. And Michael B. Jordan was amazing. Look at him now, man. Wakanda. Look at him now. So I'm feeling Wakanda. Good.
No. I'm not hating on your picks, except for the one. And the one I thought, you know. Right. You put it like this. You were 3 for 4 at the plate. That's a good night.
It's a good night. We shall see. We will let the people decide. The people, though, are loving Dion Waiters right now. Dion Waiters last night, another strong showing off the bench for the Lakers in this win over the Clippers. 5 of 10 from the field, 11 points, 2 assists, a block shot, no turnovers, 3 rebounds. And like we've talked about before, the threat, LZ, that he represents as a shot creator for himself, for other people, the handles, the ability to make things happen on the court. He's definitely their fourth guard now. Like, there's no question whether you're talking about J.R. Smith, or I actually think when Rondo is available, there's a chance he's lost a spot because Deion can do more.
Well, listen, Deion is in the mix. No doubt about it. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I can't believe this league was so scared of a dude who had a bad reaction to gummies that they let this dangle out there in them streets. Like, you let this just ride out of the streets because of a dust up with some, you know, more potent than usual gummies.
Took one too many.
Because he's a baller, dude. He's a baller. This isn't a situation with Dwight Howard, who have had countless opportunities, and he's 35 years old, and, you know, you're just sort of like, is he worth the headache? No, Deion is 28. And doesn't have the same sort of hopping around history that Dwight Howard had. This isn't a case of Joakim Noah, who was injured and was costing a lot of money in New York and then kind of bounced around. And, you know, you're not quite sure what he has left. There wasn't a question of what Deion Waiters had left. It's just that people thought he was damaged goods because of the last episode he had on the plane with the gummies. And I understand that you know, maybe 10 years ago, a dude who had a bad reaction to some THC, you may want to stay away from. But come on, man. I talk about smoking every day on this show. Lots of people talk. We got a whole podcast called Up in Smoke. All the smoke.
Yes, come on, all now. The smoke.
We're in a different place in this conversation. I can't believe that DR was just out there hanging out because of weed. Y'all don't, like, I mean, I'm happy the Lakers just picked him up. He was just there, so the Lakers grabbed him. But come on, dog. You can see why, when they brought in J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters, why they grabbed Deion first. You can see.
Yeah.
Deion's a baller, dog.
The upside for Deion Waiters, and look, it's been more than just, you know, that one gummy incident. Like, Deion's had conditioning issues a lot over the course of his season. You know, he was part of a Miami Heat organization that really prides itself on culture and the ability to buy in. And Deion did not buy in at all. He got suspended 3 times over the course of the season. You know, he had issues, frankly, the first time around with LeBron in Cleveland, and he ended up getting traded, ironically enough, circle of life, for J.R. Smith. So, you know, the jokes are easier with the gummy. The jokes write themselves more with the gummy, but there's been more to it with Deion Waiters. But that being said, the upside is also there. Like, there's a reason that people have been waiting on it with Deion, or that people can see it, or, you know, they'll take the time to actually squint with Deion to try to convince themselves that it's there. And when he is focused, when he's playing within a system, and I think right now playing within a culture and a situation that he buys into, there's a lot that he can bring to this team. And he's got a lot to play for, LZ. Like, he's trying to convince the rest of the league and the Lakers, you want me in my prime. You want me for 2 or 3 years. You can sign me to that deal, and you're going to be happy about it. Like, there's a lot on the line for Deion.
There is. There is a lot on the line for Deion. And he's playing, at least as of right now, when you look at the scrimmages as well as, you know, that first game, he's playing like he's going to honor this opportunity the way that Dwight Howard honored his opportunity. The way that, look at Joakim Noah over with the Clippers, he's honoring that opportunity. When you look at Portland, you know, Carmelo Anthony, very grateful for this opportunity. When you've been knocking on the door saying, let me back in, and someone finally does so, usually you act right. Now, occasionally you'll get a Michael Beasley, you know, who you let back in, and then, you know, you're like, ah, still can't get right. Occasionally you'll have a dude like that. But for the most part, you know, the guys we're talking about, especially if they have an opportunity to play for like a team that, come on, let's face it, can win a chip, these guys are stepping up. These guys are going to be available. And Deion, much like Kyle Kuzma, much like, you know, Dwight Howard, found money. Found money. I just looked and I was like, going, this dude right here around doing what? Waiting for a chance? Are y'all crazy? That dude can go.
Yeah.
He can go. Yeah. And I'm glad he's a Laker.
I'm glad he's a Lakers also, too. I mean, the opportunity for Deion may not have been there had Rondo had stayed healthy. You know, Rondo, I don't think Frank Vogel was going to be taking Rajon Rondo out of the rotation. So you never know if he would have had that same shot. But he's got it now. And Rondo's going to be out for at least the first round of the playoffs. And, you know, Rob Pelinka and Rich Paul and, let's be honest, LeBron, because everything gets his approval. They're looking smart right now for that acquisition with Deion Waiters and the willingness to be open. All right, the Dodgers down in Arizona, they are keeping their winning ways alive, and an unlikely hero has emerged for this season so far. Get into that next, 710 ESPN.
It's about time I got some music played on my behalf. It's about time. What?
Andy ain't playing today. The people have spoken about 72% of the people like Andy's list.
We'll see.
And this time it only lasts for an hour. So
I know. Yeah. No, I know. I'm going to bask in my glory while.
No, no, no. We're cutting the poll off after an hour.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Yeah. Nice. You know, I think the people have spoken enough. They've spoken enough the way I see it. Like, you don't need any more speaking. We get what they're all thinking. They don't need to actually say it.
That's right.
Should I start retweeting and stuff like you have, Andy? Should I start doing that? Because I haven't done it yet. I'm just wondering, what's the protocol? Do I need to wait a little bit longer? Or,
no, just all I know, tweeted out.
You and Roger have already started your online campaign.
Yeah, give us our data. Give us our 15 minutes.
I tweeted out and just one time at Cam Brothers, vote early, vote often.
It only takes one time, Andy.
That's just it. That's it. One time. I don't think one time is that egregious. Right. Just one time.
All right. Okay. All right. I see you playing dirty, so I got to step my game up now. I see what's happening.
I don't see how you can play dirty when you're out in the open. Like, I don't see how you can play dirty when you're being transparent.
Yeah.
I'm advocating for myself. I didn't say anything disparaging about your list in my retweet. I'm helping people be aware who may not have even known I was on today. There may have been people who didn't even realize that I was on today. So, you know, just letting people know. That's it. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, no. I'm rooting for you to have a good game.
Your list might be too. Your list might be too black, LZ.
Wow.
Carry on. Pay off the tees.
I mean, I wasn't necessarily going to frame it like that, but. Awkwardly transitioning to the Dodgers, they're on a three-game winning streak, LZ. They're down in Arizona, take down the Snakes 6-3.
That ain't nothing. I've won five snake drafts in a row.
You know what? You are their inspiration, LZ. You are who that clubhouse turns to in times of adversity. Like right before the whole Houston thing that began, they're like, what would LZ do? How would LZ handle this moment of adversity? Where would LZ find his strength?
I would find it inside. I'm inside. Listen, it's a good showing. LA had a great day, actually.
Yeah.
You know, because the Lakers won, the Dodgers won, the Sparks won. Basically, everyone who plays a game and in LA is on their jersey somewhere won last night. So it was a good all-around game. What do you mean two out of three? All three of them won. What are you talking about? Why are you being so disrespectful to the Clippers? And if LAFC wins tonight, that'll be four. See how that works? And then the Dodgers win again, that'll be five. And then we'll have the same number of wins as I do with state draft wins.
And speaking of LAFC, speaking of LFC, we'll have their team captain on in the Mac show in about at 8:15 today. So make sure you listen to that.
They got a big game tonight, actually, against Orlando. They got a big one. It's quarterfinals, correct? Yes.
Yes. Quarterfinal, round of 16. That's right.
There you go.
Play-in tournament.
So AJ Pollock, of all people, off to a really strong start. He had two ribbies last night, 2 for 5 from the plate, and his first home run of the season. Like, this is what they had in mind for AJ Pollock last year when they gave him all that money, despite the fact that he's got a very long, very checkered history when it comes to health.
Well, I mean, that's always been the thing, right? Like, no one is surprised that AJ Pollock can hit. No one was shocked by this. There's a reason why he was the obvious choice for DH, because we know what he can do with the bat when he's healthy, which is why I always like to say AJ stands for always jacked up. Always jacked up Pollock, because he can't stay upright, he can't stay healthy. But when he's there and when he's available, he's really, really good. Now, the D-backs, you know, they're not very good. They're 2-5. They're the only team that you already eliminated from a 60-game situation within the first weekend. They're already out.
They're done.
It's 2-5. You're done. You're already three games behind already, and you barely played 7 games. So you're not a very good team, right? But every win counts. And since we tricked off a win or two to the Giants, it's good to see the focus against the D-backs, because it's very easy to be seduced into thinking they're not very good. We don't have to be very focused. That's not how the team looked. And I'm happy to see us build on the momentum from Houston and not lose some of that momentum for sweeping Houston.
Well, I mean, we went into that opening series, the Dodgers versus the Giants, and you know that seemed like an opportunity for the Dodgers to go 3-1, maybe sweep, because nobody had any respect or expectations for San Francisco. And then the weekend ends and the Dodgers end up splitting and disappointing, you know, in terms of opportunity in front of them. So like you're saying, even though Arizona is not a team that anybody has in that mix, you still need to make sure that you don't let down. And, you know, my hope, and again, it's early, you know, it's a lot of this is still early, but, you know, I had a hope that the bats would wake up a little bit after you got past Houston. And I think just the emotions that were involved with that series, you know, does it help that you're going up against a pitcher that's currently sporting an ERA, Robbie Ray, of close to 9? Yeah, that's going to give you a little bit of help. But 6 runs is still 6 runs. And it's good to see those bats wake up again. And I'm hoping, we'll see if there's anything to that theory, that it just loosens up a little bit. You know, the bats need to catch up, period. But just that it loosens up a little bit without having to think about all the implications of Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a factor, but, you know, maybe they were pressing because it was Houston. Maybe they were secretly so desperate to beat the snot out of them and force them to swing at pitches they normally don't swing at. But they eked out the win in the 13th inning, thanks to Mr. Rios.
Yes.
And now we're looking at a series against a very, very bad D-back squad, and this will allow us to build some momentum. We're still on pace to win 45 games, as I boldly predicted. But it requires us to be really serious against really bad teams.
Yeah.
You know, we can't have any let up.
Well, I mean,
they
part
should
of
sweep
the
D-backs.
Look,
they should sweep
the
squad.
Part of the reason that the Dodgers are, you know, favored by everybody to, at minimum, you know, come out of their division is because their division's terrible. Like, the division, the NL West, is not good to begin with. So by definition, that means a lot of your games, like you were saying, LZ, present yourself as an opportunity, like to keep building your place in that standings. But that also means you have to have the discipline not to let up. Like, I'm not really worried about it with the Dodgers this year just because the season is shortened. So that urgency is always going to be there. But you need to make sure that you maintain it. So 3 games in a row for the Dodgers. That's good. Coming up next, a little take it or shake it. But all right, LZ, we begin. We begin with breaking news for Take It or Shake It. Ooh. Cardinals Brewers called off due to coronavirus. Several members of the Cardinals tested positive which is going to postpone today's game versus the Brewers. This is on top of everything that's going on with the Marlins, going on with the Phillies, going on with all these different teams. Take it or shake it, baseball's going to finish.
Take it.
Take it.
All right. Come on, let's go to the finish line.
Yes, baseball's going to finish. Might not be this year. But it's going to finish. Listen. Is this a disaster? Not yet.
Disaster adjacent.
I know it sounds... disaster lives in a neighborhood, but you still, you know, they still got some cushion.
You're one right? step
away. Just because you're postponed... Just because you're postponing games doesn't mean the season is gone. Now, the question is, what is the league doing to document how these mini to large outbreaks are occurring? Because if you can go back and trace and isolate and explain what happened and what went wrong, then you could put in the measures in place to correct those things. But when we get to the place in which we can't trace, which is what happened to the country. We lost an ability to trace and we couldn't figure out who was catching it from where, and that's why things really had to be shut down. When the league gets to that point where they don't know how the hell this player got it and we don't know how the hell this manager got it, then I think you put the brakes on. But as of right now, if you know you all got it from the same nasty party in Atlanta, then I think we're good. It's when you can't figure out where you got it is when things get really, really scary.
I don't think the Cardinals were anywhere near Atlanta, but we'll see where this goes. Next one, speaking of the coronavirus, Rudy Gobert told the Washington Post he's upset at the way he's been portrayed with coronavirus. The media portrayed it like I caused the NBA to shut down. Instead of saying that it's a pandemic, Rudy Gobert tested positive. They thought I brought the coronavirus to the U.S., turned that damn clock off. Take it or shake it. Rudy Gobert, unfair treatment over the coronavirus.
Shake it. I ain't here for your French whining ass, dude. I'm not here for it. If you were just an innocent victim, sure. But you know what you did. You know what you said. You know how you responded to it. So just take it.
Yeah.
Take it. Take that L, dog. Take it. You can't explain it away, Andy. You can't try and flip the script and use the blame the media technique that a lot of people like to do when they hear bad news. They want to say that the news is the news fault. It's the reporter's fault for reporting the facts. It's not my fault for creating the facts.
Look,
well, I'm not letting you do that.
If Rudy Gobert hadn't messed around with all those microphones and recorders, nobody would have treated it the same. There's a reason that nobody blames Tom Hanks for spreading coronavirus. Like, you know, there's a reason that Tom Hanks elicited sympathy and Rudy Gobert, you know, did not. It's because of his behavior before that. Next, LeSean McCoy is going to be joining Tom Brady in Tampa. Very excited, according to his agent, to be playing with established veterans like Brady or Gronk. Take it or shake it, LeSean McCoy makes an impact with the Bucs, assuming there is football.
Take it. Bruce Arians is a creative person. Tom Brady likes a back that can catch and do some things. And you're not asking, you know, Shady to be, you know, the workhorse that touches the ball 25 to 30 times a game. You're not asking for that. So, you know, it's like what Key always says, that as long as you stay active and doing the things that you can do, then you can continue to be a positive contributor to football. And I honestly feel that when I saw that, I was like going, huh. I could see Shady getting in a pass and getting critical first downs. You know, they're third and short in a critical game. And I can see Shady getting the pass and running for five when you only need three. And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do believe that he will be a positive contributor with Tom Brady. Absolutely.
That's a lot of weapons for Tom Brady to work with. Staying in the NFL, Stephen Jones, the son of Jerry Jones, told the team website that the Cowboys offered Dak Prescott a longer deal, But Dak wanted a shorter deal, yet they still want to sign him for a long-term deal after this season. Take it or shake it, you buy what Stephen Jones is saying, and that Dak Prescott will eventually end up with a long-term deal with Dallas.
Shake it.
That's right.
I'm shaking it.
For 2 years.
I'm shaking it because yeah, it's just – that doesn't sound logical. It doesn't sound logical.
No, it does not.
It doesn't sound as if – it doesn't sound like a good reason why for 2 years you've been trying to sign your franchise quarterback. What does sound logical is that for 2 years – you've been trying to win with a dude who you don't think is your franchise quarterback. That sounds logical, that you've been trying to maximize a good player, but you don't want to pay him like he's a great player. And so you can try to win the PR war all you want, Mr. Jones. The reality is that we know that Jared Goff and Carson Wentz had no problem securing the bag for the teams that drafted them. No problem at all. We know that Patrick Mahomes didn't have any problem securing the bag by the team that drafted him. We know, typically speaking, that when it comes to the quarterback, when there is a prolonged conversation about your compensation, it's because how you feel about you isn't the way they feel about you. When everybody knows you the dude and you're the franchise, it's easy. When that's not, you get this mess that's happening in Dallas.
I'll make it even simpler. I just can't recall the last time a franchise quarterback and his team, it didn't work out because that franchise just couldn't come up with a contract short enough for that quarterback. Like that's just bizarre, the idea of, you know what, man? He just kept insisting on shorter, less guaranteed money, less of his future laid out. Like, we wanted to style the guy out, make him a cowboy for life, all the guaranteed money, all the security. And he just kept saying, no, I want it shorter. Like, that doesn't happen.
I want it shorter. No.
I want fewer this isn't the NBA. In the NFL. Yeah. Like,
yeah, this is not the NBA, right?
That's bizarre.
Like, in the NBA, you get the short deals because, yeah, no, this is not what the NBA does.
Yeah, it's just a really, really strange explanation. I am not buying that from Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones at all. All right, coming up.
Or Mrs. Jones.
Anybody. Any of the Joneses, I am not buying that from at all. Coming up, Lakers get their regular season jumped off again in Orlando. 103-101 win over the Clippers. Talk about that next, 710 ESPN.